A good Ner Shabbos, everybody. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shir number 190. We're going to talk today back on Zerizus, on taking action to make that commitment to, no matter how lazy you feel you were till now, or complacent, or not thinking about your goals in life, or not experiencing simcha or enthusiasm, everything could change. And the biggest difference is being strongly committed to develop it. Not just wishing for that quality of joyful Zerizus or serene Zerizus, like we talked about in the previous Shiurim, but to be strongly committed to it. When you're committed to do something strongly, you'll find a way to do it. Without strong resolve, one tends not to take action. Agav, I just want to say, this is one of the main Yesodos that Rav Nachman Breslov brings, that if you're not in action in Avodas Hashem, if you're not committed, if you don't learn how to bounce back and bounce back and bounce back and not get deterred and just be resilient in what you want to accomplish, and even if you fall, you bounce back, without that resiliency being learned, you won't stand a chance of growing. So we all have to work on that resolve. And don't get discouraged when you feel, oh, I've been so weak thus far. That could change. You don't have to change your whole personality, overhaul, but there's a certain inner resolve that every person could develop. So you need to have that commitment, because without a real commitment, you could easily get sidetracked, and which means that even minor obstacles will prevent the action. So you resolve as a resolution, as a commitment to develop this joyful Zerizus. That is the valuable first step in making your way to that point. That spark is a spark. It's not a blazing flame. It's the beginning of a fire. It's going to get you towards the right direction. Strengthen your commitment internally to be that person that has joyful Zerizus. Articulate it. Daven to Hashem for it. And the question he asks is, how do you make that commitment more strong? So the first thing is to become more aware of how much you will gain by being a person who has mastered that joyful Zerizus. Again, Zerizus meaning taking action in a healthy way, enthusiastically. Becoming more aware of how much you will lose by being lazy or by procrastinating. And this awareness will make you want to have joyful Zerizus. You verbalize things. You say out loud, I am committed to choose joyful Zerizus as a way of being. And you say it again and again, I'm committed to choose a joyful Zerizus way of being. And you repeat it 5 times, and you enjoy the process, and you repeat it with enthusiasm. And we said very often, it makes no difference if inside you don't feel the enthusiasm yet. You keep on saying it until you will feel a certain sense of enthusiasm, and that will strengthen your resolution. Repeating this commitment really does work if you say it passionately and enthusiastically, and if you don't feel that in your heart yet, you fake it until you make it in this sense. And if you repeat it enough times, no one knows how much times it is, but whatever it is. And it doesn't come based on how you're feeling now. That is one of the most important premises here. It's from your way of being. It's from your way of actualizing and deciding things. Don't worry because you don't feel that fire inside yet, that it's fake. You know you want to get there, so you practice that as you go along. So Rav Zelig Pliskin says as follows. Someone once called me up and said, I truly want to develop the trait of Zerizus, and I frequently say to myself, I don't want to be lazy. I'm tired of procrastinating, but nothing works for me. I don't get better. I don't see improvement. Zelig asked him, have you ever told this to anyone? And he answered, oh, sure, I told this to a lot of people, but no one seems to be able to help me. And Rav Zelig Pliskin answered back, that's not surprising. No one can help you. Guy responded, he was a little upset. He says, I'm surprised that you're so negative. I called you because I was hoping you would be more positive, and you don't even know me. How could you say I'm hopeless? So Zelig answered, you're not hopeless. I never said you're hopeless. And he reassured him, I'm just saying that no one can help you. The only person on this planet who can help you is you. And by the way, just as a side, of course you ask for Hashem Siyata Deshmaya to help you, but Hashem puts it on you. You have to do your ishtadlus. This ishtadlus is required. This is what we say, Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven except yira shamayim. This is yira shamayim when you want to develop a midah toiva to serve Hashem with a healthy yira shamayim. So the only person on this planet that can help you is you, he said. And right at this moment, you can make that choice to act with Zerizas today. But he answered back, that's not enough. I don't want to act with Zerizas only today. I want to be a person who constantly acts with Zerizas. And Rav Zelig answered back that the reality is both easier and more difficult than you think. And he asked him how it's possible. So Rav Zelig said as follows. He says, you want someone else to help you, and yet no one has ever successfully helped you. And there's a reason for that. Acting with Zerizas is up to you and only you. You and only you are the only one who controls your thoughts and your actions. You and only you can choose to speak and act with Zerizas. So therefore, just take some action that for you will be an act of Zerizas. You take that action. Again, what he's identifying here is it makes no difference. You could feel like the lazy good for nothing. You could feel blah inside. You could feel very unenthusiastic. You fake it. The faking is real. We explained this in other shiurim. And he says, right now, Rav Zelig told him that right now, you know, you can't really be consistent about acting with Zerizas. You can only take action one time at a day. But if you keep up that behavior, then you will be more consistent. But if you don't keep it up, you won't be. So Rav Zelig Pliskin asked him, are you really committed to act with Zerizas? And he said, I certainly am. And Rav Zelig responded, I believe that you honestly want Zerizas. I believe you are committed. But the only true test of your commitment is your actions. That is the actions, bottom line, is the litmus test to see whether you're really committed or not committed. And so you imply that someone else is supposed to help you act with Zerizas. So, but it's not. It's you. You have to take that part. You have to take that action. Now, I said it's easier than you think because you only need to have Zerizas one day at a time and only one moment at a time during each day. The way to be consistent is to keep it up. So it's easy on that day to do that day, just to think of that day. But then you have to, on the next day, focus on that day. It's your actions that prove that you are really committed. And I want to add one point over here also. People don't like this. Me also inherently have trouble with this. Because I value emotions very much and feelings very much and thoughts and perceptions and inner being and inner self and deeper things. So we tend to discount actions. Actions, they're more external to you, right? They're outside of you. They're like, you know, gashmias. Actions mostly are the gashmias, especially Zerizas' actions of walking quickly to shul or doing this. They're the physical. So it's a lower level, we think to ourselves, or it's not, there's no depth to it, we say to ourselves. And we have to reprogram our brain. V'hamaisa hua ikar. Even Talmud, learning, Gadol, why is it good? Shemevi, lide, maisa. It brings you to action. The action is the key. Sometimes you have an inner feeling and it'll spread out to action in a beautiful way. So you fix what you're feeling inside and then it'll come out outside. But not most of the time, Silsi Sharm says this, the Chinuch says this, many Sfarim say it, and we're learning it now, that it's the opposite. You need that external, Osiris Chitzainius, that's Ma'ireres Asapanimius. You need external to ignite the internal. So your actions are what prove that you're really committed or not. It makes no difference whether you're in the mood or not in the mood. You can ask someone to remind you to have Zerizas, and your words are an expression of what you want. But acting with the Zerizas is what counts. Your actions tell the real story. So you can be gentle with yourself and enjoy the Zerizas actions that you do. Eventually, after you do this one day at a time, you'll be able to say, I see that I'm really committed to become a person with Zerizas. So again, all of you listening, including myself, I am trying to work on breaking bad habits that I've had for decades. It's hard work, but it's doable. And I'm telling you, all of you, sigh with the midos that you experience and sigh with the shalom bayis aspects of being a better husband, of being a better wife, and you think, it's been this way so long, I gave up. I gave up on myself, I gave up on my wife or husband, I gave up on the whole thing. It is what it is. The it is what it is kfira, by the way. It's kfira. I know we all say it. I sometimes say it. It is what it is. That's kfira. The idea, the ability to be mechadish yourself, just like Hashem was mechadish every day. The idea of believing in tshuva, real tshuva, you could transform yourself. And don't give up. So be gentle with yourself. Enjoy what you do. And then ultimately you'll be able to see how you attained it. Again, there's a person, Dennis Prager, I sometimes mention it. He is not an Orthodox Jew. His father was, his parents were, his brother is, he has a son that is, but he isn't. But nevertheless, despite that fact, he does give over a lot of wisdom. I guess when it comes to Torah aspects, you have to be careful because obviously he sees things somewhat differently. But overall, he has very sound advice. And he gave some lectures on happiness that I'd be happy to share with you if you have YouTube or those type of things. But basically, the premise of what he said is happiness is a moral obligation. And also, it's a behavior. The feeling will come later. The feeling will come later, but you have a chivas to be happy. And if you're not happy inside and you sort of fake it like sort of, and you pretend sort of in the beginning, but it's not fake because the pnimius, this is the way you want to act and you grow. And he tried to explain happiness is not dependent on mood. You could be in a lousy mood, but you could choose to be happy or at least act happy to those around you, right? That's what Shammai said, have a kalod the mesev upon him yafais. No matter how you're feeling inside, which is hard, but that is the chiyuv, and that brings ultimately to internal feeling changes. So one has to remember that in marriage as well. You want to change the way you feel about your husband and wife. If you feel in a negative way towards them, you change your behaviors first. You start acting nicely. Whether deserve, not deserve, feel it, not feel it. You start smiling more, giving the benefit of the doubt more, and being more gentlemanly or gentlewomanly, whatever you want to call it, by the lady side, menschlich, and you start behaving differently, and you behave differently, it elicit a tremendous amount of great change. Bracha v'atzlacha.